Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. This is our edition recorded on an iPhone. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
So we're actually holding an iPhone between the two of us. I lost my laptop again, so I don't have a regular recording laptop. I have all the equipment, but I have nothing to record it on standard, so we are recording off of the iPhone. I'm pretty sure this is going to be standard, because like people do this all the time for podcasts, right?
They do.
Yeah, and they publish them online, and nobody gets into trouble because of the sound quality being different. Anyways, so we have some interesting stuff to talk about, and I know that we've joked about before, Dom, that people used to think your last name was McNwen. Because you would usually say Dominic Nguyen, and they would think it's Dom McNwen. But now there is a McNwen.
There is, because my sister married a fine man named Joel McKinney, and they're not actually officially taking that name or anything.
Because, I know.
But their couple name is McNwen.
Oh, okay. Oh, so like Bennifer.
Kind of, yeah. Or, you know, I actually have cousins who were the Fonvus, because there was a Fon and a Vu, and they married and they became Fonvu. So, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, I married my sister up in Portland.
Say that again?
I married my sister up in Portland. That's the way she wants me to say it, because...
That's how they do it in Portland.
That's true. Oh, man, Portland was a weird city, though. Like,
really?
I told you about... Yeah, you read about the guy who I thought was coming at me with a sword, but it turns out he was just cutting weeds in his driveway.
You've never seen Portlandia, huh?
I have never seen Portlandia.
It is on Netflix. You can check it out. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. Okay, so Portland, this is the first time you've been there, so
it is.
Did you go to Powell's Books, please?
I did go to Powell's City of Books.
Okay.
I had Voodoo Donuts, and they were donuts.
Okay. Yeah. Donuts are donuts.
Yeah.
Same thing for you people in Seattle that say Top Pot donuts are great. No, they're just donuts.
Well, I mean, it's like, all right, you put breakfast cereal on them, congratulations. It doesn't help that I'm not really a donut guy, but still, it was one of those things. Let's see what else happened. I ran across this random rap battle in the middle of the street that had just gathered up at 9:30.
In the morning?
At night.
Okay. That would be weirder.
But yeah, it's just weird seeing like 30 kids going, all right, as long as we don't do anything, the police don't care. So let's just rap battle. It's like, okay.
These are some polite rap kids. This is like that SNL skit, Hip Hop Kids.
But yeah, there was a lot of hip hop, and just like I came across it because there were just a bunch of kids going "Oh!" all at the same time. Like, okay, that's not something you hear very often.
I usually run into kids doing that all the time, but they're not doing hip hop battles.
But yeah, I mean, you had a great trip of your own, Kevin. So we should move on to that one.
I went to Europe, and I came back from Europe, and I did stuff, and it was cool.
Like what? What stuff did you do in Europe?
I went to places, and
oh, yeah?
I ate things, and I drank things.
Did people come at you with swords?
No. No, I didn't have as interesting an experience as you. I had a good time. I like walking a lot, so Europe is a good place for me. The biggest thing we did was go to the Nürburgring and drive on it.
Did you drive it or
no?
Yeah, I was about to say it's like I can't really.
There's no
imagine.
Way, and plus it's a stick. How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able
to
do it either.
It is scary enough just being in the car, even with a conservative driver, because damn, sometimes like still you feel like, oh god, I hope the car shifts. Okay, good, it did. Okay, the car is moving in the good direction. Okay, we did have a close call at one point, so, and that was on lap two, and yet I still did the other laps, so it was good. All worked out. Europe, I like it a lot. I would go back.
I'm sad that you lost weight on your trip and I gained weight on my trip.
Well, I mean, the average amount of miles I walked every day on my trip was about 14 miles. I had one day in Venice where I walked for 18 miles.
Wow.
Uh-oh. It's the
air conditioner.
Oh, God. Don't worry. I'll take care of this. I think if I turn it off, it'll stop. Okay. Okay, we're going back to recording now. I can't edit any of this. So, you know, we're sort of waiting it out for the air conditioner. Hey, you know what? Dom and I found out we both have the exact same running shoes that we both apparently bought over 2 years ago.
Yes, that is true.
That is when I bought mine, too. Mine are completely worn out, and his look pretty new.
Mine are pretty worn out, but
they look
not,
shiny.
They're not... Yes, because shiny means that they're new.
They look new. Mine look like they're covered in dust. Well, that's because they are covered in dust.
Well, mostly I run with those indoors. The only running that I do outdoors with them is one race every year, basically, one 5K.
Okay. Because I use mine outdoors all the time. I've probably maybe like over 1,000 miles outdoors on mine. Yeah. So they're worn to death.
Outdoors, I've probably only tracked like 30 miles.
Okay. That's why.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a guy that goes to the gym. Or is it because you became old? I'm pretty sure it's the second one.
Yeah.
That's what old people do. They go to the gym.
Mostly I got tired of just the whole like interruption of street running, where a lot of the time you just have to keep looking left, looking right, and you know, avoiding getting hit by cars and such.
Oh, that's why I run on the dirt.
Yeah, I don't really have trails that are convenient to me necessarily.
That is lucky for me, yeah. Otherwise you do pretty much have to go to the gym. There's really no other place.
Yeah, because I just, you know, enjoy not having to weave through traffic.
All right, switching off to a completely related topic to running, Superman.
Superman.
Man of Steel. Oh my God. Okay, wait. No.
Okay, wait.
No. I'm generally a pretty positive person nowadays, but I really, really didn't like it.
I watched it with my coworkers. We got back to the office, and then we went, you know, that entire drive back from the theater, I was just thinking about what bugged me in that movie. And then we just came up with a list.
Okay, so what's on that list besides too much action?
Well, okay, so the movie's like 40 minutes too long.
Okay.
Did you
like Krypton with its weird aliens that you ride with that have wings that are basically guardians of Ga'Hoole?
I thought it was more Dragon Riders of Pern.
Oh, okay. They could be owls.
That's true. They could be owls.
Lizard owls.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
You thanks, know, Zack Snyder.
The best thing about that movie was Russell Crowe.
Which is weird. Usually a bad thing
because
to say.
Because I just watched Les Miserables on the plane.
And he's
back.
The worst thing about that movie.
You guys over-exaggerate. Maybe because everyone was over-exaggerating. I just thought he was bad, but not horrible. He was just not good at singing. That was the problem.
Yes.
And when you're in a musical, it's kind of a problem. But the acting part of the role was good.
The acting part of the role was fine. However, the acting part and the singing part kind of go together because it's a musical.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just say that he was not bad as Jor-El. When I first heard about him being Jor-El, I was like, are you kidding me? You're going to replace Marlon Brando with Russell Crowe. And, you know, I like Russell Crowe.
Wait, who was it who played him in Smallville? Who played Jor-El?
Marlon Brando.
No, it wasn't Marlon Brando.
They CG'd him into the Fortress of Solitude. Isn't that right?
Wasn't it like... No, it wasn't Bowduke. Bowduke was Jonathan Kent in that one.
It was...
I'm looking it up right now on my iPhone.
It was Captain Pike.
Was it?
No. But he's in TV a lot. We're talking about this. We're not talking about the Captain Pike with the light bulb. We're talking about the new Captain Pike that's also dead.
But anyway, spoilers. While I look that up. But the thing was that, yeah, it was kind of sad because, you know... So the things that really didn't sing to me with the whole Superman thing was that, one, Jor-El was a much bigger, like, parental presence than Jonathan Kent was.
Hey, they're trying something new. It's Ultimate Superman.
And it's just like, son, you're gonna be Superman someday, but don't do it, because people are strange.
Maybe.
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 That was, I've just figured that in the trailer it was out of context. But the whole, should I have let all the kids on the bus drown? And he goes, maybe. And then he's like dead serious. And I was like, really?
Really? It's like you have no sense of like actual, you know, small town America morality from Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to understand because I've read Superman for years. In fact, Superman's the first comic I've ever read. And in fact, it's the most important comic book character to me because it's the one I've, you know, held closest to me for so long. That's why I actually have every Superman, like, trade paperback and hardcover and everything, despite the fact that most of them are terrible. Now... Isn't the whole point supposed to be that the Kents instill this American morality in Clark, and that's why he's Superman?
Yeah.
Not because of Krypton morality?
Exactly, and that's the thing, is that, like, the original Superman story is basically an immigrant parable, right?
With where Jesus.
Jewish.
They didn't forget the Jesus in this one.
They didn't forget the Jesus in this one at all. They very specifically, like, he's 33 years old, he's ready to be Jesus. I mean, Superman.
He goes into a church with Jesus in the stained glass. But, you know, he's there.
But anyway, so the whole thing is that, like, it's this whole thing where, you know,
Gene Siskel.
So, where Superman is supposed to be this, like, you know, this ideal immigrant to America. He takes on American ideals. He becomes American, even though he's not American by birth.
And he becomes the image of, you know, the ideal American, right?
Exactly.
And that's also Jesus.
There's nothing of that in this movie.
Well, you know, he's really upset when he kills somebody.
That's great. That's great.
Americans do that, I hope.
but yeah, I mean, the other thing is that also, it's like, the whole part of the movie contradicts itself. It's like, we had a natural birth so that you could choose your own way. By the way, what you're going to do when you grow up is to be a bridge. You have no choice in this. You just got to do it, okay, son? I was like, wait, what?
Do you remember there's a line where he tells General Zod they had a kid? And hey, you know what? We're doing spoilers at this point. We just mentioned someone dies because at Superman's hands, so that's, yep, too late. Anyways, so we're doing spoilers with this, and he tells General Zod, we had a child, Zod, a boy child. And I was like, can't you just say we had a boy? You don't have to. What is a boy child?
We had a boy child who will someday be a youngling, Zod.
Oh my god. Okay, I hated this movie. I really was excited to go see it. I love Superman. I love Superman Returns. That's how much I love Superman.
You really love Superman. Superman. Holy cow.
I love Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut. I can even be a little bit forgiving about the crappy cut of Superman 2. I don't acknowledge 3 and 4. But Superman Returns was better than Man of Steel, at least in terms of a representation of what Superman is supposed to be. The movie itself is not good. But, in fact, actually, it's okay. It's just really boring. But it gets the idea of Superman right, and I don't understand what's going on here because it's like, I understand that you need to kind of modernize him because people don't like Superman that much anymore.
Yeah, they don't like the big blue Boy Scout concept.
But this new version of him is sort of like, and I'm trying not to be, you know, that whole, oh, they changed this so I'm upset, or this thing is different so I don't like it. You know, I can be fine with very, you know, tangential kind of changes, like the fact that Perry White is black, right?
Perry Black.
Perry Black. And
what if I told you were from Krypton?
And Jimmy is now Jenny Olsen, which you probably
You
probably didn't even catch that, yeah. But the one that gets trapped in the concrete, you know, the only person that gets trapped in the 9/11, you know, situation.
Even though, like, basically, I think they did some math on it and, like, an average of like 150,000 people die.
Yeah, there must be millions of people whose lives are destroyed. But thankfully, it's all restored by the time he becomes Clark Kent.
But anyway, so but
they even rebuild the entire Daily Planet.
Yeah. So, did you read the Mark Waid?
Oh, you mean the one where he walks up after he snaps the necks?
Well, it's not even that. The Mark Waid criticism of this movie is Superman doesn't smile. Here's a guy who can fly through the air.
He smiled when he was flying.
And only once.
Smirking.
Yeah.
And he smiled,
after Amy Adams kissed him?
Oh, yeah. There you go. That was really forced.
It was super forced. It's like, what purpose is there for Lois Lane to go on the spaceship?
They don't even have to, like, kiss. That's kind of the thing I didn't understand. Like, there's no, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you guys are going to do well with this movie. You're going to make another one. You can have them do it then. They don't have to do it now. Like, this is not really the time and place.
But especially since, like, when you think about it, the entire reason that Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, worked was because they didn't kiss for like a season and a half. And everyone was like, are they going to do it? They're going to do it. We know they're going to do it. But when? Right?
You never
watched that, did you?
I did.
Okay.
Not as religiously as you, apparently.
I liked it!
I didn't say it was bad. I just didn't watch it regularly. I watched it when it was on.
Anyway. Don't judge me.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
Hey, I like Superman. So, when someone's shooting lasers at you, where do you decide to do? Do you, like, stay where you are and let the lasers come to you? Or do you run away from the lasers and then maybe no one has to snap no necks?
When there's lasers coming at me,
They're not, and, like, they're not coming at you. They're to your side, and they're slowly migrating towards you.
I would probably crawl under them because this guy is apparently incapable of looking down.
Okay, but you have kids that are shorter than you.
Then you have them crawl too?
But, you know, like, how are the kids supposed to understand what you're telling them?
With words.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, you can't just do that. And would you rather just see someone snap someone's neck?
Only if this is somehow a different Russell Crowe movie.
Gladiator. Gladiator is good. I would watch Gladiator again, not Man of Steel. So the conclusion of our review of Man of Steel is Gladiator is a better movie.
And Russell Crowe... But however, Russell Crowe is better in this movie than he is in Les Mis.
Russell Crowe is quite good in this movie. What else is positive about this movie?
Lawrence Fishburne is not bad.
He's in the movie.
He's in the movie. This is no Chow Yun-Fat in Dragon Ball Evolution.
Which was kind of a disappointment. That's what I was looking forward to.
This also was no...
Amy Adams is okay as Lois Lane. She's just kind of given a terrible set of things to do.
Yeah.
Oh, the female Kryptonian is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Thalra or whatever?
Thalra, yeah. And, you know, Michael Shannon is just being the way he likes to ham things up. If you also liked him in this, you'd like him in Premium Rush.
By the way, like, this is one of the things that bugged us, is that the Kryptonians, you know, it's like, you have been drinking in this yellow sun. This is why you're so strong. And then, just randomly, all of Zod's people are that strong. Even though they've got, like, full environment suits on, and there's no explanation for why they're also Supermen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's... Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because they're wearing suits that don't just absorb heat. Maybe... No, I don't know. This is odd. You know, for the 24 hours in which Zod sends his super... super hacking, you know, it goes through the RSS feeds, hacking of the entire world's everything. Maybe they're just lying in the sun in the ship and getting stronger. So one guy, he puts his hand in the sunlight and then all of a sudden that hand becomes super strong. And so they figure, let's just bask in the sun. These are parts
except
of
for our eyes and ears.
These are parts. These are parts of the movie that, you know, they cut because it was too long.
If they did that, why wasn't there another 45 minutes cut from that goddamn movie?
I like the scene where Kevin Costner just chooses to die.
That makes the least sense. I was like, I know, throwing my hands up in the air.
I was wondering to myself, I'm like, he's like, no, son, don't even just look like a human trying to run and get me. Just... And, you know, if you get me, I'll be alive. No. You need to watch me die so we can do this Uncle Ben thing.
And it doesn't even make sense!
Well, he, you know, Superman needs guilt.
But it's one of those things... No, he doesn't need guilt!
He needs guilt so that the Roman soldiers can handcuff him.
So this is the problem, is that Chris Nolan...
And bring him to his crucifixion.
Chris Nolan worked for Batman. For varying levels of worked, because it depends on what you think
of
Rises.
I think
Rises.
Chris Nolan, the only thing that he was doing here was telling Zack Snyder, don't do crazy stuff. And he got paid to do that. I mean, I think they told him, can you just please try to restrain this guy? And he's like, well, okay, you guys could have just hired someone like Darren Aronofsky, but, you know, I guess we can do this.
And then the thing was that, it's like, they tried to make Superman into Batman.
And how? Because he's dark now?
Because it's like they tried to make him, it's like he's Superman because he has to be, not because he wants to be, you know? It's like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, he's because he's forced into the situation, because otherwise he was hiding away, and the only reason is because he sent the distress signal through the scout ship because he discovered who he was, then he has to become him.
Yeah, kind of.
It's part of Jesushood. Jesus didn't choose to be Jesus. Jesus was Jesus. Jesus.
At least he fought a giant spider robot?
Let me tell you that this is the weirdest situation where we probably will think, if we ever do watch it, World War Z is better than Man of Steel.
Oh, God.
I heard it's not bad.
I heard that it's not bad.
It has nothing to do with the book.
You just have to basically consider the title to be Brad Pitt Fights Zombies.
In multiple world locations in large scale, and he happens to land in places where he finds a clue to get to the next place. I mean, spoilers.
Yeah, basically.
I haven't watched the movie, but that's what I figured it is. I mean, heard it
it's
is.
It's basically no, Uncharted it with zombies, right?
Uncharted with zombies. Well, isn't Uncharted a movie, I mean, a game with zombies at the end? Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Freaking monsters.
So it's
God,
basically Uncharted.
I just want to shoot people. God.
Good night, everybody.
And that was our review of Gladiator.
And Uncharted.
You can email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Because whatever, you guys don't do that anymore. And I hope this audio quality comes out okay. Yeah, we watched it. None of us watched Sucker Punch. That's not...
I watched parts of Sucker Punch. It was really distressing. But anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
Cool.
Watchmen. Yeah.
There is Dawn of the Dead, and then there's 300, which, ugh, who remembers 300?
I remember laughing at 300 in the theater.
I like the trailer. The trailer was fun.
Like, I like the color.
Oh, of the brown? It reminds me of my favorite game colors. Brown.
Let's add more blue.
Gears of War colors.
I liked the color, and then I realized that he just does that to every movie, and I'm like, oh.
No, he doesn't. Not Man of Steel. There's no brown in it. It's just gray. Get it? Because he's a man of steel.
I was thinking you were talking about gray morality, which is what Superman has now.
He's a steel man, not an iron man.
Wait, he's Shaquille O'Neal?
Why didn't we review Steel?
Oh my god, we need to do that as our horror night.
As a scare words podcast.
As a scare words. Like, oh god, no!
Let's watch Steel with cut little bits of other movies cut into it at random. That won't be weird. Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
How do I press stop?